The following program is brought to you by your friends at TheForce.net.
Oh, Maxi bit the Force.
And RebelScum.com.
You Rebel Scum.
The galaxy is listening. A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away.
This is a ForceCast Microcast.
Size matters not.
Brought to you by TheForce.net and RebelScum.com.
You may fire when ready.
Finally, someone is doing a podcast for Star Wars.
How many times have you seen Star Wars, Amanda?
368.
I've seen Star Wars 500 times.
I saw Star Wars, and I'm not a movie expert, but I think it's safe to say it was the greatest film of all time.
Hey, Star Wars fans, Jimmy Mack here with you, and it's A Galaxy of Music Volume 8, the Special Request Special. We're featuring Star Wars music and parodies requested by you, the listener, on the Rebel Scum forums. You can find us in their forums in the Community and Miscellaneous section under the Weekly Forcecast. If you have a Star Wars music request, just look for the thread called Any Requests. Also in this edition, we're featuring a Star Wars Celebration flashback and a Forcecast custom cut. What's that, you wonder? Well, stay tuned and you'll find out. But starting us off is a suggestion from Rebel Scum news reporter for Portugal and Spain, Jose Fiuza. And Jose wants to hear some Weird Al Yankovic. Now, Weird Al is a guy who's never hidden his love for Star Wars, and his tune Yoda, a parody of the Kinks classic Lola, is very well known. However, I'm going to play a tune that Weird Al originally released on his Running with Scissors CD. It's a takeoff on Don McLean's American Pie, and it's called The Saga Begins. Veterans of Celebration 3 will remember occasions when Jay LaGaia, Captain Typho himself, performed his version. Well, we're going to hear the Weird Al version as he performed it live in concert. It's Weird Al Yankovic with The Saga Begins.
A long, long time ago, in a galaxy far away, Naboo was under an attack. And I thought me and Qui-Gon Jinn could talk the Federation into maybe cutting them a little slack. But their response, it didn't thrill us. They locked the door and tried to kill us. We escaped from that gas, then met Jar Jar and Boss Nass. We took a bongo from the scene and we went to Theed to see the Queen. We all wound up on Tatooine. That's where we found this boy. Oh my, my, this here Anakin guy. Maybe Vader someday later, now he's just a small fry. He left his home and kissed his mommy goodbye, saying soon I'm gonna be a Jedi. Soon I'm gonna be a Jedi. Did you know this junkyard slave isn't even shave, but he can use the Force, they say. Ah, do you see him hitting on the Queen? Oh, he's just 9 and she's 14, yeah, he's probably gonna marry her someday. Ooh, he was the prepubescent flying ace, and the minute Jabba started off that race, well, I knew who would win first place, oh yes, it was. Jedi. Soon I'm gonna be a Jedi. Now we finally got to Coruscant. The Jedi Council we knew would want to see how good the boy could be. So we took him there and we told the tale how his midichlorians were off the scale and he might fulfill that prophecy. Oh, the council was impressed, of course. Could he bring balance to the Force? They interviewed the kid. Oh, training they forbid, because Yoda sends Peach, this boy. He was singing, my, this here Anakin guy. Maybe Vader someday later, now he's just a small fry. And he left his home and kissed his mommy goodbye, saying, soon I'm gonna be a Jedi. Soon I'm gonna be a Jedi. We caught a ride back to Naboo, 'cause Queen Amidala wanted to. I frankly would have liked to stay. We all fought in that epic war, and it wasn't long at all before little Hotshot flew his plane and saved the day. And in the end, some Gungans died, some ships blew up and some pilots fried. A lot of folks were croaking, the battle droids were broken. And the Jedi I admire most met up with Darth Maul, and now he's toast. Well, I'm still here and he's a ghost. I guess I'll train this boy. And I was singing, my, this here Anakin guy. Maybe Vader someday later, now he's just a small fry. He left his home and kissed his mommy goodbye, saying, soon I'm gonna be a Jedi. Soon I'm gonna be a Jedi. We were singing, my, this here Anakin guy. Maybe Vader someday later, now he's just a small fry. He left his home and kissed his mommy goodbye, saying, soon I'm gonna be a Jedi.
So who is that guy wearing the Jedi Knight costume?
I'm just getting in touch with my inner Jedi.
A long, long time ago, in a galaxy far away.
Nope, it's not Ewan McGregor. Take a closer look, and you might have better luck recognizing him by some of his past work.
Hey, like a surgeon.
Yep, you're right. It's Weird Al Yankovic. He's back, and business is booming for Weird Al. He's releasing a new album, and he's taking on The Force by directing and starring in a new music video spoofing the sci-fi hit Star Wars The Phantom Menace. And they are going all out with the Queen Amidala look-alike and creature droids.
It's got the same kind of wacky, nutty, zany goofiness that you've come to expect from a guy like me.
And for those of you who don't already recognize this catchy jingle, it's the rock classic, American Pie.
American Pie was my favorite song when I was growing up, and plus the fact that it begins with a long, long time ago, you know, like the movie, so it just seemed perfect.
Saying soon I'm gonna be a Jedi. Is near.
There's buried treasure behind Mrs. Anderson's garage, about a half a block from here. But we must be ready for war, 'cause it won't be easy to find. We'll do it again, 'cause we've done it before. Bring your weapons, you dare, get in a bind. My mind makes a rifle from the stick on the ground, and I won't let those stormtroopers shoot me down. If I want to stop being myself for a while, but I don't want to do it alone. You can be Luke Skywalker and I'll be Indiana Jones. The jungle, the likes I've never seen. My whip and my knife clear the way. You better keep that lightsaber handy there, Luke, my friend. We're not taking any prisoners today. But it's alright, my buddy, I'm watching your back just to keep an eye on mine too. 'Cause although we're outnumbered and under attack, we'll show the bad guys what the bad boys can do. Hunting for treasure is always a dangerous charade. A water balloon I'm holding is really a hand grenade. Yeah! If I were to stop being myself for a while, but I don't want to do it alone. You can be Luke Skywalker and I. Finally go home now. We got the treasure and we rescued the girls. And when mother asks me why I'm so muddy and bloody, I can say, hey, it's tough saving the world. My rational conscience laughs at the way I pretend. But when I wake up tomorrow, I do it all. Indiana Jones.
for Rebel Scum Forum member Dex 1138, that's Luke Skywalker in Indiana Jones, by Nashville songwriter Phil Pritchett, from his 2004 live release, Cool and Unusual Punishment. Now, I want to take a second to thank Dex for his support and knowledge of the galaxy of Star Wars music. His help has been invaluable, so thank you, Dex. Great guy and a great Star Wars fan. Another one of my favorite folks is Jovial Jay Shepherd. Jay sent me a song by the Irish alternative rock band Ash called Clones. Those of you familiar with the LucasArts game Republic Commando know this tune is the theme song to that game. Well, I gotta say I love this tune, but I wanted to give it the true Force Cast treatment, so I took it into the Force Cast Sound Lab and spiced it up with some cool Star Wars sounds. So enjoy this exclusive to A Galaxy of Music. It's Clones by Ash, a Force Cast custom cut.
They are using a bounty hunter named Jango Fett to create a clone army.
I have a bad feeling about this.
We're doomed.
Begun. The Clone War has.
Yeah.
Clones by Ash, Irish rockers into Star Wars, and that's a Force Cast custom cut.
It's a Star Wars celebration flashback.
You've seen her in The Crow, Sky Captain in The World of Tomorrow, and most recently on Lost. She's Chinese actress and cover girl of the May 2005 edition of Playboy magazine. It's Bai Ling. Bai was cast as a senator in Star Wars Episode III, The Revenge of the Sith. But right before the release of the film, it was revealed that her role was cut. And all this was amid rumors that it was her Playboy spread that caused that decision to come down. That's something Lucasfilm has since denied. Before Bai Ling's role ended up on the cutting room floor, she was at C3 in Indy, and we caught up with her. Her scenes were eventually released on the DVD, so you can see her there, and you can hear her here on the Galaxy of Music. As we started our conversation, Bai made it clear she was blown away to be involved with the Star Wars saga.
It's fascinating. It's a phenomenal, not only movie, it's a culture phenomenon, it's a history. For me, it's like, I feel like I'm like an alien, you know, stepped or fly or dropped from somewhere to visit the fascinating Star Wars event, like a dream fantasy land. It's a reduced universe. I just feel like very fortunate, honored to be part of it.
And how about working with George Lucas?
I think he's a genius. I cannot believe it.
What is this I hear about you being in an upcoming issue of Playboy?
And some fans brought me this issue of Playboy. In the back of the page, there's some little tease there. And I didn't know. I was shocked when I see it. Because I did it, and, you know, a little bit, because I've been traveling all over the world. It seemed like a while ago. But I'm nervous. I'm nervous to see because I haven't seen it yet what's going to be there. And also, I feel like I'm kind of brave and crazy. And I just somehow, this opportunity come to me. I live life like follow the rhythm of nature. Whatever comes to me, I think there are always a challenge or things to fail, to learn. And I think this is one of the opportunity that I don't know what's in store for me of doing it. But I believe it's a beautiful thing because human body are just beautiful sculptor and given by nature, I think need to be cherished and celebrated. And I think in that sense, I had great fun. I have to thank you, Hefner, and let me allow me to dance in front of strangers and men and naked and feel very free and beautiful and pure as I'm basically dance among nature.
Just any final thoughts on this whole crazy Star Wars experience for you?
I think just like people all need dream, and artist is making or giving the opportunity of dreams become true for other people and create a dreamland. I think George Lucas, I'm such an admirer of him. I think he's just such a very humble person and very sensitive and gentle. And he created this for like older people, younger people, like all age, all gender, all over the world. I'm sure going to continue for like as long as human exists and Earth exists, people are going to talk about Star Wars. So that's something really a great achievement. And very probably for him, it's very easy, like a little dedication. I'm sure he has more talent than that, than this big phenomenon. It just, somehow I feel like, you know, people's potential, you know, always a mystery to me. And I'm writing a book about the mystery of human and potential. When I was in Tibet, when I was 14 years old, I was in Tibet as a soldier in the People's Liberation Army, and I'm writing a book about it. So I'll finish that. I think it's something that I can dedicate to people. It just reminds me because of him, all this master, like George Lucas, all the other people I work with, they just convinced me, and a dream can be achieved, and one person is really, really powerful. You can change the world, influence the world in a very good way if you want to.
Actress, author, model. The future looks very bright for you. I know you're going to have nothing but the best success in whatever you do. Thank you very much for the interview.
Thank you for your kind word. Thank you.
Do you know if you are in the Star Wars film?
My manager just told me, and I'm not in the movie, but that's what I know. But I'm looking forward to see the movie no matter what.
Have you heard the story that you are not in Star Wars because of fear of the exposure that you're getting in Playboy?
I don't know about that, but I think it happened to me, Star Wars, like I'm also promoting Beautiful Country now. So I believe it's for artistic reason he chose to cut it, to change it. But how it happened altogether, I don't know.
This is a Forcecast Microcast.
Hi, ForceCast fans. It's Christian Mock here, director of the soon-to-be-released documentary, The Force Among Us. The first 10 people to register on the Force Among Us forums will be eligible to win a free T-shirt. Go to theforceamongus.com right now and register for our forums. You could win a free Force Among Us T-shirt, but you have to visit theforceamongus.com right now and register in our forums. And keep checking in for news and updates leading up to the worldwide release of The Force Among Us. The DVD is now available for pre-order, and don't forget to come and see our panel on Monday, May 28th at Celebration 4 in Los Angeles. So be sure to visit us at theforceamongus.com, pre-order your DVD. We look forward to seeing all of you at Celebration 4. May the Force be with you.
Rescue you, set like AA-23, knee deep in garbage, cause I follow you, and I march your royal pedigree. And when the walls were closing in, I thought I'd hand up skinny. To say I had a crush on you would sound too silly. Oh, lay, 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 I love you in a faraway galaxy. Lay, 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 I love you. So be a solo with me. I was a nice cube, you defrosted it. A kiss to wake me from my sleep. Chains while I fought Boba Fett, and the Panther tracks were running deep. Well, I would have liked to have seen you in that steel bikini. Let's run away, I'm feeling far too Tatooine-y. Oh, lay, 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 I love you. From episode 4 to episode 23. Lay, 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 I love you. So be a solo with me. Well, I may be just some scruffy looking nerve herder, acting like I've not a single care. But I know I'd hug the Falcon just to be with her, mesmerized by her Danish hair, yeah. Wondering what's in store for us. And now that your father's army fell, but I know the Force will always be with us. Because Obi-Wan has taught you well. Well, this ain't no Jedi mind trick, and I ain't no rookie. But if you don't love me back, well, you can kiss my Wookiee. Oh, Lele and Leia, I love you. Just you and me, and Chewie makes three. Lele and Leia, I love you. So be a solo with me. Episode 23. Leia, Leia, I love you. So be a solo with me. Be a solo with me. Be a solo with me.
Kevin Packard and Checkpoint Charlie checking in with an unplugged version of their rocker, The Ballad of Han and Leia. Be sure to be on the lookout for Kevin at C4. He'll be strolling the crowd and working the lines with his awesome voice and acoustic guitar. So if you see him, tell him Jimmy Mac says hi. For more info on Checkpoint Charlie, listen to A Galaxy of Music Volume 3. And that'll wrap up A Galaxy of Music Volume 8, the Special Request Special.
Thanks to Bai Ling for her time, and also thanks to Dex1138. Be sure to listen to Jason and Pete every Friday on The Forcecast, and thanks to them, Dustin Roberts, and the entire crew at Rebel Scum and TheForce.net. You know Jovial J is the man. And thank you for listening. For TheForce.net and RebelScum.com, I'm Jimmy Mack.
May the Force be with you, bro.
This podcast is not endorsed by Lucasfilm Limited or 20th Century Fox and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The official Star Wars site can be found at www.starwars.com. Star Wars, all names and sounds of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. All original content of this podcast is the intellectual property of TheForce.net LLC unless otherwise indicated.